The Money Show.
The Markets.
Tough day on the markets. The local JSE limping to very marginal gains. Attempted to call them flat or weaker today, and that's because the US inflation number came in higher than expected. Industrials rebounding on the wrong day, on a day when financials, banking and insurance stocks were down 1%, with mining shares not really showing up on the local front. Covering markets today, of course, is Chris Stewart, a portfolio manager at 91. Chris, looking at these particular numbers that have come out from the US, what does that spell in terms of the cutting of interest rates in the global economy?
Good evening, Matteo. Before we get too suicidal about the whole thing, I'll just point out that there were a number of reasonably significant stocks, particularly in the financial services space, on the JSE that went ex-dividends today, and some of those dividends were quite chunky. So the losses, particularly the losses in the financial sector, perhaps not as bad as they appear at first sight. But away from that, as you indicate, the real news of the day, and almost the only news of the day, is the US inflation data point. And I guess we should be glad that our market closed at 5 o'clock, because if we carried on trading for another hour or two, I have a feeling we would have certainly not posted those marginal gains that you allude to. If you look at where the US market is trading now, it's down well over 1%. And that's really on the back of a stronger than expected U.S. inflation data print, and I guess higher inflation in the U.S. Means less likelihood of Fed rate cuts, particularly by June, which I think is where the market had still been hopefully clinging on to, lower chance of rate cuts this year. And I've seen some commentators even talking to the next move in U.S. rates being up. I'm not sure we're quite there yet, but certainly a much less benign outlook for U.S. monetary policy. And as we know, U.S. monetary policy largely controls global monetary policy. So higher rates for longer in the U.S. probably mean higher rates for longer globally, and higher rates for longer globally likely increases the likelihood of recessionary conditions setting in at some stage. So generally speaking, not great news from the US CPI data today. We've got the Fed minutes out later this evening. That'll make interesting reading to see where the market settles in terms of their expectations for US rate cuts. Remember, we discussed earlier that at the beginning of the year, the market was looking for something like 6 rate cuts of 25 basis points out of the U.S. That had dropped by this meeting to fewer than 3 25 basis point cuts. And I have a feeling when we wake up tomorrow morning, we're going to see fewer rates than that still priced into expectations in the U.S.
There's already speculation around the inflation number propping up, of course, that interest rate number in the U.S., of course, that would strengthen the dollar. The rand down 1.5% today. Is there anything to read into that?
Yeah, I mean, the rand's down a percent and a half against the dollar. It's only down 0.5% odd against the euro and sterling. So a lot of that is idiosyncratic U.S. dollar strength, and that's as a result of changing expectations around U.S. rate cuts. We have had some fairly unhelpful political news flow doing the rounds today, and I think that's heightened some of the idiosyncratic concerns around the rand in the run up to elections towards the end of May. There's certainly more to play for in this election than we've seen in many years prior, and the potential for a market unfriendly outcome perhaps a little bit bigger than it has been in the past.
Talk to us about the dividend speak you were talking about earlier on. Standard Bank down 3%, Nedbank down 5% today. Capitec also amongst the losers, and you said that's due to dividends there.
Yeah, certainly Standard Bank and Nedbank paying some fairly chunky dividends and going ex-dividend today. So in Nedbank's case, it was 10 Rand 22. So most of the decline in the share price today is really the fact that dividend has come out. of the share price. Standard Bank going ex a dividend of R7.33. And if you add that back, Standard Bank, which ostensibly then was down 3.4% on the day, was actually modestly up on the day if you adjust for the dividend. So my only point was that, you know, if you look at the market at face value and you see some of these precipitous declines in the stocks, they are courtesy of dividends. Capitec not going ex-dividend today. So the 3% odd share price fall in Capitec is exactly what happened today.
All right, that was Chris Stewart, portfolio manager at 91, breaking down that US high inflation number and how that could play into our interest rates going into 2024. Thank you so much for that conversation.